I'm the last person anyone would expect to march in the streets. I'm just not that political. But as my first semester started last fall, amidst the chemistry lectures and literature discussions, UC Berkeley began to mobilize. The UC Regents had proposed a 32% tuition increase across the entire system. And though still wary of the political extremism Berkeley is known for, I found myself attending lectures, teach-ins, and discussions. And ultimately, I came to realize how damaging these education cuts would be for everyone in California. I dug deeper, and in the fall, I hung a picket sign on my dorm room door and wore the red wristband, which came to symbolize the fight against the budget cuts. And most of all, I talked to my friends about why I was getting involved. I didn't want people passing this off as just another Berkeley protest. When spring came, I took an art history class focused on the French Revolution. My fellow students and I were inspired by the societal change accomplished by French citizens, and we joined our professor to rally in front of the state capitol in Sacramento on March 4th. Now, 5 months later, I wish I could say that I'm still following the budgetary process, but I'm not. Without student leaders organizing events, I hardly even discuss what's happening. And it's not just me. The storm which enveloped UC Berkeley last September, by June, had blown over completely. It left behind a complacent campus, with students like me commuting to summer classes, and tour groups snapping pictures of Wheeler Hall as guides tell them about last fall's sit-in. As the state legislature moves closer and closer to passing a budget with not a peep from campus organizers, I find myself wondering, can student activism afford to take a summer vacation? It matters less how many thousands of students took to the streets. What really counts is what we were able to accomplish. And today, as I register for fall classes, there are fewer biolabs, and my tuition has gone up. The issues didn't take a break. So why did we? With a Perspective, I'm Danielle Nahal.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.